The Ferndale Wildcats ended a near two-decade wait for a conference championship in baseball last weekend. Hello and welcome to this week's KMUD News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on that story in just a moment, and we'll also be looking at all of the other big local sports stories this week, including all the latest high school baseball and softball games, news of three Humboldt County players who have received All-State honors, how one local pitcher is turning heads on the college fields, a dominating performance by an HDNL girls team at last weekend's track and field championships, and how hard work and perseverance is paying off for a Humboldt County youth baseball team. But first up, the long wait is over for the Ferndale Wildcats. The Ferndale boys continued their impressive spring by claiming the school's first Little Four Conference Championship in baseball since 2005. Last weekend, the Cats swept a conference-ending doubleheader against St. Bernard's, holding the defending Little Four champions to just one run over the two games and winning 4-1 and 3-0. The two schools came into the final doubleheader at Ferndale High School deadlocked at the top of the standings and with the conference championship up for grabs. But with history on the line, it was the host school that prevailed. Prescott Langer and Levi Dixon each pitched a complete game for the victories, while shortstop Parker Pryor set the tone on another strong defensive performance by the team. The Crusaders had won 15 of the previous 16 conference championships, including the past five, but the pennant is headed to Ferndale this spring after a composed performance by a group of determined players. The Cats, who won 4 of 5 games against St. Bernard's this year, have remarkably lost just once all season and are now 16-1-1. Both teams will now turn their attention to the North Coast Section playoffs, which get underway next week. The Wildcats are the top-ranked team in Division 6 and are guaranteed at least one home playoff game after winning the league title, although if they receive the top seed as expected, they would host all of their postseason games. The South Fork Cubs also should contend for the Division 6 section title. The Cubs, who are ranked number 3 in the bracket, behind only Ferndale and Point Arena, swept their final Little Four doubleheader against Hoopa last weekend, winning 14-0 and 7-2. St. Bernard's, meanwhile, is ranked number 7 in Division 5. The NCS brackets and seeds will be announced this weekend. The Big 5 champion McKinleyville boys should also receive a high seed in the Division 4 baseball bracket and are ranked number 1 in the division after winning 12 straight games to close out the regular season. As conference champions, the Panthers also are guaranteed at least one home playoff game. So too are the St. Bernard's and Del Norte softball teams. The Crusaders won the Little Four Championship 2 weeks ago, while the Del Norte girls finally clinched the Big Five Championship with a doubleheader sweep over Arcata in Crescent City on Wednesday. The Warriors won both games by identical 10-0 scores in 5 innings. Elsewhere in local high school baseball and softball this week, the HDNL postseason Charles Lakin tournaments got underway on Tuesday. The softball tournament, which is being played at the Arcata Sports Complex, saw McKinleyville defeat Hoopa 11-0 in their tournament opener, while Fortuna shut out Ferndale 7-0. In the baseball tournament, which is being played at the Arcata Ballpark, the South Fork boys lost their opening game against Eureka 10-1, while St. Bernard's edged Fortuna later in the night by a score of 4-3. Both tournament championship games will be played on Friday night. In local college softball, meanwhile, former Hoopa Warrior Tatiana Colgrove has been turning some heads in her first year playing for Mendocino College. The 2023 Hoopa graduate enjoyed an outstanding freshman campaign with the Eagles and has received All-State honors, as well as being named the Golden Valley Conference Pitcher of the Year. Colgrove, who was one of 4 former HDNL players to play for the Eagles this year, made 26 appearances in the circle and finished with an impressive 144 strikeouts in 141 innings. She also allowed just 51 walks and finished with a record of 10-9 with one save and an ERA of 2.63. Fortuna graduate Kelsey Hall also was named to the GVC All-Conference second team for Mendocino in her sophomore season with the team. Closer to home, former Eureka Logger Megan Hampton was named to the GVC All-Conference first team after an impressive freshman season playing for College of the Redwoods. In local high school basketball, three HDNL players received All-State recognition this week. On Sunday, Cal High Sports named their All-State teams, with St. Bernard's Alayla Florvillis and Madeline Shanahan and Arcata's Nora Talty all included among the 16 All-State Division IV players. Florvillis also was recently named the Cal High Sports Division IV State Player of the Year after leading the Crusaders to the HDNL's first ever state championship in the sport. And the best is yet to come for Florvillis, who is just a junior. Shanahan and Talty are both seniors. And that wasn't all for the multi-talented Florvillis. The SB Junior also is a standout track and field athlete and was in action at last weekend's league championships, which were held at McKinleyville High School. Florvillis was one of several multiple winners on the day, taking first in both hurdles races as well as in the high jump. Eureka's Sequoia Ashby and Elizabeth Rominger each also won three individual events on the way to leading the Eureka girls to a dominating performance, which saw them cruise to a team league championship. The Loggers scored a remarkable 201 points, which was more than 100 points better than the second place team, Arcata. In the boys' competition, Del Norte's sophomore Deacon Hanks won all four of his events and led the Warriors to a team championship. Fortuna's Russell Pascasio also won two events, placing first in both the high jump and the triple jump. And finally this week, hard work and perseverance is paying off for one local youth baseball team. The Northern Humboldt Steelheads 10U team is enjoying an outstanding year in travel ball and has now won three straight tournaments, including two recent tournaments in Reading. The young Steelheads played up an age group for the past 2 years and took their lumps, according to head coach Nate Combs. But all of that is now paying off for the young players, who are enjoying a memorable year. And that's this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.